Hey, welcome to Move Makers with Angie Bauer. I'm Angie Bauer, your host, and I'm so excited that you are here. In this podcast and all podcasts with Move Makers, we talk business tips, tricks, and interviews from amazing small business owners. Hey guys, welcome to this episode. I often hear when I talk to business owners, or I should say I often, after asking questions here, talking to business owners, what is the biggest issue with your business? And number one, hands down, especially with makers, is pricing. How do I price? What do I price? How do I grow? How do I do wholesale? How do I do all this? And it all comes down to pricing. And actually, pricing is like my favorite topic. So we're going to dig in today about some mindsets and the reason why you need to look at pricing different. And so I don't want you just to be like, oh, this isn't for me. I'm just a maker. I'm on Etsy. I'm on this. I'm okay. I'm going to promise you that you're going to look at pricing a little different after we get done talking. You know, for me, it came when I was a furniture painter and painting in my garage and selling, and then moved to an antique mall and had a booth. And our things, our furniture and then our, you know, vintage finds would sell out in nanoseconds. Like we were constantly having to fill it, bring in heavy pieces of furniture, and we would sell out and we were like, woohoo, we're selling out. Like it's awesome. Everything's buying, you know, everybody's buying everything. But our bank accounts didn't show that same woohoo kind of thing. It showed, hey, we had paint, we had, you know, we had to buy the furniture, we had to buy all the things, we had to pay rent, we had, you know, all this expense, and that's what all this was going to. And it was so, so frustrating because I was working my butt off. To be blunt, you know, I had been painting for hours and hours in my garage and then schlepping it everywhere and doing all the things. And I just was so just down. Like I can sell furniture, no problem, but why is my checking account not reflecting it? And as I sat in that moment trying to process, like, what am I doing wrong? A light bulb went off. Angie, it's pricing. It's pricing. That's what it is. Yes, you can create. Yes, you're selling, but you need to increase your pricing. That's how you're going to make more money. And so over a process of pricing for the antique mall and then opening up a brick and mortar and having to understand the concept of wholesale and retail and pricing there, I've really kind of just fallen in love. And yes, I say love with pricing. I so enjoy taking someone's business and their products and saying, come on, let's sit down and price this out, because it's so much fun to actually see like the light bulb go off and understand that everything is about pricing and now it all makes sense. So that's what we're going to dive into today, is all the things about pricing. And it's just, it's such freedom when you look at pricing different. Because, you know, the old way of pricing, and I'm air quoting that, even though you can't see me air quoting that, but the old way of pricing was, I'm just going to take my thing and double it. Like, just double it. It'll be fine. It'll be good. You know, just like it took me, you know, if you're a maker, like I had to buy the wood and the paint and, you know, the stencil, and this all cost me like, you know, $1 to make. So I'll just up it to, you know, I don't know, $5. Okay, that is so not right. You do so much more that you need to charge for than just a board and some paint and the stencil. like, and a hanger. Like, there's so much more involved in pricing. But I think first we need to talk about some mindsets that I struggled with, and maybe it's just a me camp, but I'm thinking that we need to talk about, because I'm sure that there's some of you out there that also are struggling with it. And remember I said, like, I was selling out and I had this high of selling out, but I felt horrible because I wasn't making any money. The high of selling out quickly didn't last when I realized we were working so hard, laboring for such long hours for nothing. And I said it wasn't until I raised my prices that I gained the even bigger high feeling of actually being able to keep some money for my family. I think so often we're like, I can't charge that much. I can't raise my prices. Come on, what are you talking about? Like, I have this many orders. I have this many people ordering. Like, look, I have, you know, all of this going out, but in the end, you aren't making any money, which isn't helping your family. And why do we have a business? Why are we working as hard as we are if we're just making it by, we're just scraping at the end of the barrel and we get the leftovers of whatever, and our family gets the leftovers, to be honest, of whatever is left over because we're so exhausted. The second mindset that I really had to work through was I felt like I had a God-given gift of painting. Like, it was my talent and I love it. And it was just like something fun and I'm creative and I can make that sign. I can paint that piece of furniture. I can paint that cabinet. I can paint all that. Sure. It's okay. I'll just do it. You know, I just want to do it for you because it's what I love to do. Like, I can come do that for you. It's okay. Like, don't worry about paying me. It's just the privilege of doing this. Or you only have to pay me like a little bit. It's not what I would normally charge, but it's okay. And what I had to realize was that making money and charging is okay. You know, I was a teacher and I expected a paycheck. Right when I was teaching, I expected a paycheck. And you don't question people getting paid for going to their 9-to-5 jobs. I totally understand the concept of making money when I was a teacher. You work for someone and they give you a paycheck. The paycheck from the school district was expected for my hours of work. I put in long weeks, right? And I expected that. The same should go for you and the things you make. The same time and energy is put into what you make, and you deserve to be compensated for it. It's your job, your J-O-B. It just looks different because you may do it from your home. Just because you do it from your home, just because it's what you would probably do even if you didn't get paid, like I would have decorated and painted even if I didn't get paid because I love it. But the whole thing is that it's okay to make the money. It's okay to charge that person, that friend, that family member, that whatever, because you know what? It's your job and you need to make the money again to give your family the freedom that they deserve financially. And it's your job. It's your job. Okay, mindset number three is you're worth it. I have a whole ebook on pricing and I repeat this term over and over in so many different situations, but I want you to listen to it. I understand those words for many creatives are so hard to hear, but even harder to believe. You are worth it. We think we are not good, or we're not good enough, or we could never ask a price for something like that. No one would ever pay that price for me. Maybe from someone else, like fill in the blank, you can tell me who that is that you watch. Like, they make that wreath, they can ask that price. They make that sign, they can ask that price. They paint that furniture, they can ask that price. They do that hair, they can ask that price. Maybe someone else that is more talented than me, but not me. Here's the thing. Are you ready for it? Like, really listen to this, because I'm going to bring you some truth that I want you to re-listen to. You are worth it. There it is. You are worth it. You have talent. You do things in ways that others don't. You can ask a higher price. People will pay a higher price. You have to trust me here, and you have to stay with me, because I want to again show you how to have the freedom in your business and continue to love what you do. And it all comes down to pricing. And guys, you're worth it. You're worth working through this pricing, even though you're like, I can't believe it's all about numbers. Do you know how much I don't do numbers? Like, I'm creative. Oh, trust me here. I get it. When my husband wants to sit down with me and do a budget, because we do it together, I'm like, you got like 3 minutes. You got like 3 minutes to talk this budget out, because I'm going to check out and I'm out. But there is something that makes my heart leap with joy and should make your heart leap with joy when we start talking about pricing, because it's going to be the thing that changes your business and changes your life and changes the life for your family. Okay, so there it is. The high of selling out, the high of having all these orders, doesn't feel as good if you aren't making the money. Making money is okay. It's okay to ask the price and to charge it. Because you guys, you're worth it. You and your talent and the things that you create and do, or your brick and mortar, or whatever it is that you do, you are worth it. All right. How's everybody doing? Are we good? Did any of those mindsets be like, oh, let me sit there for a second and process that? Yep. That's where I've been sitting. Looking at your prices can lead you not only to making money, it also can lead you in being more creative and innovative. It will help you find more time for your family or things that you enjoy outside of creating your business. Changing your prices also helps you give back to causes and things that hold you close, that you hold close to your heart. Changing your prices can give you and your family, remember I've been talking about it, freedom. Changing your prices can help others too, because it means that we can hire help and bless another family with a paycheck. Guys, what is one thing that you would do or enjoy more if you made more money? Think about it. Write it down. Post it somewhere. I can tell you, mine would be traveling and just doing fun things with my family. Okay. Pricing comes down to three really simple steps. But here's what I want you to have the concept of first. For our makers out there, you need to find your wholesale price first. And you're like, what? I don't even want a wholesale. I can't even imagine wholesaling. Or maybe, what is wholesaling? I have no idea what she's talking about. She has completely lost me. She makes no sense. Okay, wholesaling is when you make a product, and for my example, I'm going to use something I love, which is leather earrings, or earrings in general. So I'm a leather earring maker. I make this product, and maybe I have sell it at, you know, local shows or Etsy or things like that. That is your retail, okay? If you're selling directly to a customer who is buying, that is retail. That's not wholesale. Wholesale is when you get orders for maybe 20 of one earrings, maybe, you know, so many earrings, you're batching them, you're making more than just one-offs, and you're selling them to a store or a person who's going to resell them. Okay, that is wholesale. It's when you're selling them to someone who is going to go back out and resell them. Okay, why do I preach so much a different way of pricing? Because oftentimes people forget the importance of first finding that wholesale price. Maybe you're like, I don't ever want to wholesale. That's fine, but you still need to find that price. And here is why. Once you find that price, once we go to that bottom price, it's because we often forget all the things we do in our business that take our time, that take our energy, that take other things. It's not just about creating that leather earring. Okay, it's not just about cutting the leather and putting the earring thing on. It's more. Think about the pictures you take, listing on Facebook, listing on Etsy, you know, sending it out in emails. Whatever it is, you do so much more than just create that product. Okay, when we're talking wholesale pricing, we're talking taking that price, taking the cost of all your supplies, figuring out how many you can make, and then adding on to that. It's not just about the price or the cost of what it costs to make it. Remember I said you do a lot? That's what we also need to figure out. Remember I talked about it's your job, your J-O-B, and you would expect a paycheck from someone else? That also needs to get added into your price. How much do you want to make an hour? And guys, I have a whole ebook. I have a whole workbook that takes you through this. And so check out the show notes if you're interested in learning more. I will link it in the show notes so you can find the workbook and we'll work through it. I'm just giving you an overall thinking of your pricing. Okay, so we've added up our supplies. We've also figured out our shipping supplies. And then we figured out our cost, our hourly wage. We add them all together, abracadabra, and we come up with a number. We're going to divide that a little bit more, and you're going to come up with your wholesale price. So let's just say that your project cost $4 and in the end you discovered that actually your cost is $8.75. Oh my goodness, I've only been charging that $4 for my cost. I am actually costing me to make this earring was $8.75. Oh my goodness, I'm losing $4.45 every earring. It's just a different way to think about pricing. Once we have discovered our wholesale pricing, now we're going to go find our retail pricing. And this is where, remember, that's that direct, you are selling direct to a person who is going to use it, wear it, put it in their house, whatever. That's your retail component of it. So typically, I would take that $8.75 that we discovered in our wholesale, and I would multiply that by 2.5. Think about that. Retail-wise, $21.88. I would probably round it to $22 or $21.97. But you can see that your $8.75 went up to $22. It's like $13 that's profit. So there is two profitable revenue streams which just continue to make your business and your products more, I mean, two revenue streams that are profitable. Like, who wouldn't want that? This also is important for those brick and mortars, because those brick and mortars need to know that $8.75 product can now be $22 of what I can charge in my store. that's a pretty good return for if you order that product of what you're going to make as a brick and mortar. So I know this is a lot to take in, and I condensed the math like into, I think, like 2 minutes. That's why we wrote the ebook, because there's a lot more involved and a lot of things you visually need to see. So again, I will post that in the show notes so you can see it. But I hope that you can see how pricing can make such a difference by adding pricing, by thinking about pricing different. It gives you freedom. It gives you back loving what you do even more. Guys, remember, you are worth it. You have a God-given talent that not everyone can do, and not everyone can do the way you do it. You are worth it. You are worth asking for more.